With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. Maundy Thursday is the day in Holy Week that we remember the events of the Upper Room. It was there that Jesus gathered with his disciples to celebrate the Passover. Little did the disciples know that Jesus had plans to shake the foundations of their faith. As they entered the room, he took the basin and the towel and began to wash their feet. Peter objected as the master teacher knelt down to wipe away the dust, dirt, and other filth from the street. Jesus told Peter that unless he cleaned him, he would be dirty forever. Peter may not have understood everything that night, but he understood enough as he asked Jesus to not only wash his feet, but his hands also. Jesus was showing them that he was about to take away their sin. As they gathered at the table, he was going to show them how. They took the bread and the cup that had been used for generations by the Jewish people to remind them of the Passover. Jesus was about to show them how he would deliver them from the chains of their sin. He spoke of his body that was about to be broken as they ate the bread. He spoke about his blood that was going to be shed while they passed the cup. Judas left the room to put the sinister plan in motion that would lead to Jesus' arrest, his mock trial and execution only a few hours later. All of this happens in John 13. Over the next few hours, John 14 and 15 take shape. In those texts, Jesus teaches about how he's preparing an eternal home for his disciples and how he promises to return for them. He promises the Holy Spirit will come so that believers may have fellowship with him and grow in their knowledge and obedience in his teachings. On Thursday night, Jesus prays for the unity of his people and that the Father would grant them courage and strength as they face the challenges of the world.
Good News for Today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wurmbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
Todd Unzicker admits that having a baptism Sunday might be a bit gimmicky, but Baptist emphasizing baptism should be a slam dunk, right? The Sunday after Easter is designated as Baptism Sunday on the SBC annual calendar. Unzicker, the Baptist State Convention of North Carolina leader, says he's all in when it comes to the Great Commission and encourages churches to fill their baptistry and pray that the Lord would allow them to see a baptism on that Sunday after Easter. Read the full story at baptistpress.com.